Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever felt like your sins are too great to be forgiven? Have you ever thought that you are the worst sinner in the world? We can easily get caught in our own guilt and shame, but the truth is that no sin is too great for God to forgive. In today's devotional titled, Best Sinner, we will explore the concept of being a sinner and what it means to accept God's grace and forgiveness. May the Lord speak to your heart as you listen. Again, the topic is, Best Sinner. And our Bible text is from Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
In his book, The Ragamuffin Gospel, author Brennan Manning recounts a story about a woman who approached him after a speaking engagement and said, "I'm the worst sinner in the world." Manning replied, "That might be true, but I'm the best sinner I know." The woman was taken aback by this response. But Manning went on to explain that he didn't mean it, in a superficial way. Instead, he was acknowledging his need for grace and the fact that he was no better than anyone else. We often think of sin as a black and white issue, either you're sinning or you're not. But the truth is, we all fall short. Our Bible text today in Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Even the most devout Christians are not immune to sin. The major thing is our willingness to repent. The beauty of the gospel is that, it's not about how good we are, or how much we can do to earn God's favor. It is about recognizing our own brokenness and our need for a savior. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." It can be easy to get caught up in our own sin, and feel like we are unworthy of God's love and forgiveness. But the truth is, there is no sin too great for God to forgive. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 reminds us that, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God's is waiting to forgive us our sins today if we confess them. No matter how big or how old your sins have grown, the major things is your willingness to let go of them totally and accept the free gift of grace. So if you're struggling with feelings of guilt and shame, remember that you are not alone. We all make mistakes and fall short. But instead of wallowing in self-pity, turn to God and ask for forgiveness. Accept the grace that He freely offers. Today, what areas of your life do you struggle with the most? What sins do you find yourself falling into again and again? Take some time to reflect on these and ask God for the strength to overcome them. Let's look at some practical steps you can take to enjoy the free gift of grace given us by Christ Jesus and live in freedom. 1. Confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness. 2. Spend time in prayer and Bible study to deepen your relationship with God. 3. Make a conscious effort to avoid situations that might lead you into temptation. 4. Remember that you are not defined by your sin. You are a beloved child of God, and He wants to help you overcome your struggles. Do not forget the words of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9 which says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." This verse is a powerful reminder that no matter how much we might try to earn our salvation or make up for our mistakes, we can never do it on our own. It is only through the grace of God that we can be saved. This means that no matter how much we might fall short, we can always turn to God and ask for forgiveness. There is no sin too great for God to forgive, and His grace is always available to those who seek it. As you go today, take some time to reflect on how you handled your struggles with sin. Did you turn to God for help? Were you able to resist temptation? Give thanks for any progress you made and ask for forgiveness for any areas where you fell short. Make a commitment to turn to God the next time you are struggling with temptation. Ask Him for the strength to resist and the wisdom to avoid situations that might lead you into sin. And I pray that God's grace will see you through in Jesus' name. Amen. As we close, if you feel the need in your heart to accept Christ and turn away from your sins, I personally invite you to make that decision now. And say these words of prayer with me. Dear God, I confess that I am a sinner and have fallen short of your glory. I ask for your forgiveness and mercy. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose again, and I choose to follow him as my Lord and Savior. Help me, O Lord, to turn away from my old ways and live for you from this day forward. Today, I give my life to you and make you my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, I encourage you to find a community of believers to support and encourage you in your faith. You can also reach out to a pastor or Christian mentor for guidance and counseling. Remember, the journey of faith is not always easy, but with God's help and the support of fellow believers, you can live a fulfilling and purposeful life. As we close for today, I pray for everyone listening right now that God's favor shall never depart from your life. As you go, may the hand of God uphold you. May His face shines upon you. And may the peace of God envelopes your life. You are blessed today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Kings chapter 4 and chapter 5. And for the evening, John chapter 4 verse 1 to 24. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.